Blog Talk Radio.
Grand rising, beautiful souls, welcome to the Faith Walk. I am your host, Sister Faith, and we are going on this journey together. Listen, I'm so excited this morning. My spirit is so filled. I've been trying not to get too high up in spirit because I know just how important this day is. So before we get started, like we do every single month, we're going to start off with prayer. And then we'll recap and then we'll get started. But Mother, Father, God, I thank you for this day. I give you all praise and glory for the opportunity to be who you are calling me to be, to walk according to your decree, to walk according to the plan that has been set in motion before the day I arrive. Lord God, I want to say thank you for every beautiful soul that tunes in. Whether they tune in now or later, oh God, we ask that you would send a special blessing in their life, that you would touch their homes, that their minds, their souls, their bodies, their jobs, oh God, their purses, fill them up. We ask that you would just continue to keep them, the older ones, the younger ones, those in the middle, oh God. You know every need that we have, and you, I know that you will fulfill each need. You said you never leave us nor forsake us, and I believe that. I give all praise and honor unto you. Amen and amen. Well, good morning. I want to start by talking about last month. Last month we did the first psalm, and that was about learning where you're going to find yourself and where the smart and assured place to be in God is. We discussed several different topics in there, and we made some serious points. Some of the things you want to remember is that you're not going to go sit in the seat of the scornful, especially after this last 30 days, that you're going to walk in the righteous path and that you're going to seek God as your counsel and godly counsel. You're going to be godly counsel. So if you haven't listened to the show already, please go back. There's some beautiful gems and nuggets, information. People called in and shared their viewpoints and their information that Spirit had led them to, and I just want you to also enjoy that. But this morning, we're going to discuss Psalms 100. The 100th Psalm is a Psalm of thanks. Listen, if you have been working with a wonderful approach for the last 30 days, and you made it to this day, you should be in a place of thanks. You should be in a place of praise. You should be in a place of thanksgiving, dancing, hollering. You should be in that rejoicing celebration place because it wasn't an easy 30 days. For those of you who are not a part of Wonderful Approach and just tuning in, we are completing getting to the end of a 30-day fast, like seriously, a whole 30 days. And we are so revved up for God. You know, there were some challenges. There were some days that was easier. There were some days that was super hard. But if you made it to today, even if you stumbled, even if you fell and you got back up on that horse, listen, this is the day to be praising. I remember I had the beautiful blessing in my life of a stepmother who was the minister of music, and we had a piano in our house because of this. And so music would play at all times of days and night. And she would sing this song, and she would say, just a part of the scripture I'm getting ready to read to you. She would sing, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Listen, if you're not glad this morning, I don't know what to tell you.
But let's get on into the scripture. It's not very long. It's not going to take a lot of time to talk about, but I do have some serious questions that I want to pose to you about this particular piece. So this is Psalm 100, and I'm reading from a King James New International Version. If you have the scriptures, please take the time to read it along. It says, Psalm 100 says, I will shout for joy to the Lord. All the earth, worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, and give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Okay? That's a message right there. But I wanted to start talking about this because if you have done a serious work and taken the time out to fast and just dedicate some time to God and your spiritual walk, you should be in this space. You should be in this space of thanks and praise. And it's an importance that we praise the Most High. It's imperative that, you know, just like you like to be thanked for the good work that you do, even though, you know, that could get egoist. But if you are doing it from the heart, you would love to say you did something from the heart and someone said, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Listen, you don't know how much you blessed my life with doing this thing for me. And it could have been something small. You wasn't even thinking about it. And you know how that makes you feel? Imagine how God feels when you're thankful just for opening your eyes every day. When you're thankful for that first breath you take every day. When you're thankful for the fact that you were able to rest all night and you rose, your house didn't burn down, you didn't flip over to the other side, your children, your family is safe. Listen, I'm telling you, it is so important to praise God, to give the Most High the honor that is due, because we take it for granted. We take for granted that there will be air to breathe. We take for granted that there will be food to eat. We take for granted that money is coming. We take that for granted, and we should not, you know. These things are all blessings. When we think about abundance, we always put that with money, and it's not always with a financial blessing. The blessing could be that you had the strength, if you've ever been down, that you understand this. You had the strength to get up the next day. If you've ever been on a sick bed, you understand that the blessing is in your good health. If you ever had a hard trial, you know the blessing is overcoming that, you know. So it's so important. It's so important to do that. He says in the scripture, my next question was, why do we give thanks? And so I just discussed all those things. And how do we give thanks? How do we praise? And the scripture tells you exactly how to do it. Shout for joy. You know, I remember going to church in my young years and watching the older women, and they being there, hallelujah, jumping up and down, running all around. And I didn't really fully understand it. Even though this woman lived in the same house with me, I would be like, okay, so it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and you are hollering. You are praising God at 2 o'clock in the morning. What is really going on? But I learned something, because in that praise, there's breakthrough. In that praise, it's the opportunity to be ahead of your problems. In that praise, there's a space and a sense of assurance. In that praise, that's where your faith is building. In that praise, you're saying, I already believe that whatever it is that I need is already mine. So in that praise, why do we praise? How do we praise? We want to do it with a happy heart, with gladness. So you could say, yeah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And it'd be just as dry. You think you don't like nobody saying thank you to you all dry? Don't give God what you don't want for yourself. You know what I mean? Like, really, don't waste spirit's energy and time with a dry praise and thank you. You need to get excited about these things. It's not always, every situation is not a hooping and hollering. But when you know that you've been blessed, you ought to give God the praise that is due. We can't come to God and say, oh, Lord, I need you to bless me with a new job because you know I got bills to pay. And then when God gives you the job, you just like, oh, yeah, thank you, Lord. No, you better see the blessing that you have right in front of you. And say, come to him with joyful songs. You know, you want to sing in your house. You want to raise that vibration in your space. You want to raise the vibration in your dwelling place. You want to raise the vibration wherever you are. Give God that. That's God is the highest vibration. When we connect to God, the universe, Allah, whatever you are calling your higher being, we have to ascend ourselves. We have to raise our vibration so that we can connect with it. And so you want to sing, you want to dance, you want to shout. This psalm is a psalm of David. And if you know about anything about the Bible, you know that King David was a man after God's own heart. He understood this. He didn't care that he was king and had the crown. He was in the field somewhere, and they called him in and anointed him king. He was minding his own business. But he understood the importance of giving God the praise and all the glory that was due to his name. So he praised and he danced. And they said there's a story about it. David danced until his clothes came off. His wife was mad at him, you know, cover up, you the king. And he was like, man, forget that. You know what God did for me. And so we don't want you dancing out your clothes and you know, everywhere. But we want you to give God praise like that, that fervent praise. It goes on and says, know that the Lord is God, is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and his sheep to praise of his pasture. So you light workers, you believers, you are here to do work for the Most High God. You're not here for you. You're not here just for your family. You're not here just, you're here to be a blessing and to work and to do the work that is necessary. Amen. Oh, I have a caller and that would like to speak and share a word with us. Welcome to the Faith Walk. Hello.
Greetings.
Greetings. Hey, you know about that excitement. Yes.
I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to hold back, but it's so hard. Because you're talking to my heart. Good morning. How you doing, Sister Faith? Before I just go off on this God rant, okay? Good morning. How are
good
you?
Morning. Good
How's
morning. Grand rises so well.
This is one of my favorites.
Amen.
And I love this one. And it is this one line in it that gets me every single time. And the line is, for the Lord is good. You know, it's almost like it's that simple, okay? So I deal and I talk to all my philosophers, all my, you know, pro-righteous teachers. I talk to everybody. And really, they always seem to miss that line, for the Lord is good. You know, it's just that simple. We do what we do because he does what he does. We can't do what we want to do until he does what he does. So
Amen.
The reason why we are able to stand here, to breathe air, have blood pumped through our body, is because the Lord is good, you know.
Good.
And I think we take that, when you were talking about taking things for granted, I'm sitting here, I'm writing as fast as I can, because we so microwave. We want it right now. Mm-hmm. We want it like mm-hmm. yesterday. The little bit that we do have, we want to make that into Thanksgiving. And I'm like, no, that's a peanut butter jelly. Mm-hmm. It's not Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so
mm-hmm.
it's like, look, go deeper, go bigger. And I people are like, well, what do I get out of it? We serve as we're supposed to, because the Lord is good. You know, because he's
yeah.
been good to us. He's been good
yes.
for us. He's been good around us. The lessons that
mm-hmm.
we learned, that was us learning. God already knew that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's like all this stuff, all these challenges we have, these are challenges that we have created one way or another. And these are
Amen.
Lessons for us to work through. But the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. That's it. That's it. That's the answer to everything. The debate is over. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I say all the time, the devil needs no advocate and God needs no defense. Everything is laid out there for you, okay? But the Lord is good. And when you see something that is good, you cherish it, you treat it well, you work on a relationship, and all prayer, meditation, all that's building that God relationship.
That's right.
So I just had to let everybody know, everybody, please listen. The Lord is good.
The Lord, our God, is good all the time.
Okay. And all the time, our God is good. You know, it is so
easy and simple.
Don't overcomplicate things. You know what I'm
saying?
That's right. Really, when God lays it out for you, accept it as it is. Because, allow us to be simple like children. Who have the closest
mm-hmm.
relationship with God,
mm-hmm.
and their life is so simple. You know what I'm saying? Allow yourself to be simple when it comes to God. God is good.
Amen.
That's all we need to know.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Sister Faith, I swear, I'm so, so happy that you do this, because I would not be able to control myself on the air.
I'm struggling this morning. I'm not going to lie, I'm struggling.
Oh, I would not be able to control myself, because I just get so excited. And when you talked about the excitement and how we come to God, you know, with our best and everything else like that, I'm like, there's no
mm-hmm.
other way to do this, because God is
no other way
for us to do this. So
Amen.
Why wouldn't you?
He even tells you how to do it. You know,
yes.
what he wants,
yes.
how he wants the praise to come, you know.
Look, I have to try to keep myself. I'm going to try to behave for the rest of the program.
Okay.
I am listening
if you need to
and
come
on
back.
Fire.
Okay. Amen.
this is how we do things. See, that's like saying wonderful. Everyone in the Wonderful Approach is looking for wonderful. How do I get to wonderful? Why? Because God is good. Boom.
God is good.
It answers itself.
That's right.
So look,
Amen.
I'm going to try to be on my best behavior, but please keep giving that word, because we need it.
Amen.
Break it down.
Amen.
Because either you're learning or you're remembering. But either way, we still need it. You know what I'm saying? So don't ever put ourselves too high to learn something, you know. So I'm sitting here with my pen and paper, and I'm learning. And if I'm learning, I mean, everybody need to be learning. Come on. Either you're learning or rediscovering.
Everybody learn something. Amen.
Look, keep your mind and your spirit open, and you'll receive something every single time. Every single time.
Amen.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mama Seven, for your words. I'm going to get to where she's at, because it's so important to understand that line, for the Lord is good. But before we get there, I was talking about how do we praise, and I want to talk about when do we give thanks. When? Do we give thanks just after we get the blessing? Or should we be giving thanks before we even see it? before it even manifests and is in before us in our life, before it's tangible, before we can eat it, smell it, drink it, wear it, whatever it is, live in it, drive it, work in it, whatever that is for you, when do we start giving praise? When do we start giving thanks? When do we start that? We start that at the beginning of every situation. We got to start it when everything falls apart and everything is looking like it's just no way. How many times have you said that to yourself? There's just no way this is going to work. I don't see it, Lord. I know I'm not the only person who has said that to the Lord. I don't see it, but I thank you now in advance because I already know you're going to work it out. And why? Why do we do that? We do that because that faith, that building, that trust, that relationship is strong. We start with thanks in the beginning of the problem, not just when it is resolved. That's how we can come. It was the beginning of this fast. I'm not going to tell y'all, Lord. The beginning of this fast, I was like, Lord, really? Another fast? I fast often. So for me, it was like, okay. At one point, I was like, I got fasting fatigue, you know. But the reality is that doing the work is so important. Pushing through is so important. Saying no to yourself and saying yes to God. In the beginning, you don't know how you're going to get to the end. All you know is that you need to make it there. And if you thank God in the beginning for getting you to the end, I promise you, no matter what happens on that journey from beginning to end, God is going to carry you through. We don't need to know what it's going to look like. We don't need to know who's going to be the blessing. We don't need to know where it's coming from. None of that. That information is not important. What's important is, do we trust God? And that's a part of giving thanks in advance. Giving thanks. I'm going to tell you a quick story. So before I married my husband, I already had Deja, my oldest daughter, and we had a little apartment in Richmond, Virginia. And I had bought a Jeep Cherokee when she was born, and it was, it was paid for, so I was happy, but it needed work. And someone had broke into my car and tried to steal it before, but they didn't get it, but they had broke my ignition lock. And so I couldn't really use the key. I usually have to, it was Jimmy Rig, so I could start the car whenever I wanted to without a key. And someone stole my car. And I was like, oh, Lord, somebody done stole my car. So I called the police, reported it, because I had to tell the insurance company. And when the police officer got there, she did not believe that someone stole my car because I was so on 10. I was on 10. I had started praising God for this situation happening, knowing that no matter how it worked out, whether that meant I got my car back or a brand new vehicle to drive, maybe not brand new, but new to me, that God was already going to work it out. So when the police officer got there, I was in the middle of a praise session. And she was like, are you sure someone stole your car? I said, ma'am, I have no reason to lie to you, but I know the God that I serve is going to take care of me. He will provide all that I need. And she was just so baffled and confused. And guess what? I got my car back, whole in one piece. No, they didn't do nothing but run out of gas. You hear? See, so I understand. It was a nice truck. They could have took my system out of it. They could have taken all of my my school supplies. I was in nursing school at the time. They could have taken all kinds, but they didn't. They did not. God said, oh, she knows what to do. She already started thanking me for the blessing that was going to come. Even though I had something horrible happen, I knew to start praising God in that moment because on the other end, it was going to be all right, regardless of what it looked like. Didn't know. Couldn't figure it out. Wasn't trying to. They found my car about 3 miles up the road because I didn't have any gas. I was in nursing school. But look at God. That's how praising, giving thanks looks. God said, oh, okay, oh, my daughter, oh, she's not even upset. She's turning it over to me. She trusts me to handle it, and I'm going to. And so that's what that looks like. So when we enter the gates of Thanksgiving and when we start giving praise, it shouldn't be as an afterthought. It should be a forethought. Giving praise and thanksgiving is a forethought. I'm going to thank God in advance for every situation, no matter how it looks, no matter how hard it seems, no matter how difficult it goes. I'm going to give God the praise. I'm going to lift him up. I'm going to magnify him. I'm going to bless him. Amen. I'm getting excited. I'm just calm down a little bit. And so then the next part, said, we get into the Mama 7, your favorite part. He says, it will enter the gates with thanksgiving and the courts with praise. We will give him thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all the generations. You hear that? He said, not only for the Lord is good and his love endures forever, his faithfulness continues through all the generations. So let me tell you something, you praying people, because if you on here, you a prayer warrior, or you're learning to be a prayer warrior. You're not just setting up yourself in your own life or your children's life, but you are setting up for the generations to come after you to be prayer warriors, to be able to go to God, to get that goodness of God, because he's going to be good to those who love him. He's going to be good to those who don't too, but he's seeking after those who are seeking after him. And so if you can understand this, that the work you are doing now is not just affecting your life. The foundation that you are laying down in your spiritual journey, in your walk, is going to be remembered for generations. When they say that, you know, when I think about my stepmother, I speak of her often, but her mother lived with them until she was about 99 years old, and she transitioned on to the ancestral realm. But Granny was the ultimate prayer warrior. Like, I would come home from the military to visit Granny. My parents could be anywhere in the world at any given time, but I was going to see about Granny. Why? Because when I was young, I knew that if Granny prayed, if Granny went to God with you, if she held your hand while you prayed, that prayer was definitely going to make it to heaven, like a gatekeeper of sorts, right? For those who understand. Those prayers, it's a generational thing. And she wasn't even my biological grandmother, but those prayers still, I knew for a fact. And I will never forget Granny. Her name was Annie Barfield. And Annie Barfield has about 100 and some odd descendants at this point, because she had about 7 or 8 kids. And then their kids had 7 or 8 kids. They had a lot of kids. And there's a whole lot of people who all go back to Granny, who all refer back to Granny. And then Granny's walk was her walk. Her life was her life. But she laid a foundation of faith, endured through generations. And that faith was with God. And God has shown up in every generation of her bloodline, in every generation of those who were adopted into her family, in every generation. So imagine that as you. You will not always be just you. If you have children, if you have nieces and nephews and godchildren, your life, your work is laying a foundation for them that is going to endure forever. It will be passed down because they're going to tell the story. Oh, I remember the time that Mama 7 prayed for me. And I'm thinking about our little babies. I'm thinking about our Dakotas. I'm thinking about our little baby girls and Zakias and Dejas and lives, and I'm thinking about all these children who are around, all Sister Makita's grandchildren. I'm thinking about them who are going to remember what Mama Seven said to them, when Mama Seven prayed for them, when she put her hand on them and spoke to them. Those things are going to last. It's attaching you to the generations because they're going to tell the story that we can't tell. They're going to share it because we'll be done with our work and be chilling prayerfully in the ancestral realm on the other side and resting from our labor. Amen. You know, praising God, coming to God and giving him our thanksgiving while we have the opportunity on this side is so important. When we take these 30 days out, listen, I have fasted longer than that because I was compelled to. But when you are taking the time out for God, you're making room for miracles. You're making room for God to move. You're making room for yourself to grow. And if you have plants in your home, you know that a plant, you may buy it in the store and it's in a little tiny little pot, and you're taking care of it properly and it's growing. Guess what? You're going to need to repot it because it's going to grow. And that's what these time periods are. It's seasons of growth. And we have to make room in our life so that we can grow in God, that we can grow as beings, so that our lights can get bigger, that we can cast a brighter illumination into the world. This is the importance of fasting. This is the importance of prayer. This is the importance of making sure that you are separating yourself just a little bit so that when you are given this thanks and this praise and all the hallelujahs and all of the time and energy that you put in, you're going to get out of it something even greater. You're going to get the hand of God on your life. You're good, and it doesn't always look like some great giant thing. Sometimes the little thing, the subtle thing is what we need. Sometimes it's just knowing that God is who he says he is, that he will never leave you nor forsake you because he is good and his love. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. There's no end to forever. That's infinity and beyond. And for the generation, your name will be remembered. In some faiths, it's called ancestral reverence. And those of you who practice it should understand that a little bit more. When you are remembering granny, great-grandma, or granddad, great-granddaddy, how they used to pray, how they would sit on the porch and shuck peas and just be humming to themselves. That's a prayer. When they would get happy and excited, what that clapping of the hands meant, what that mm-hmm meant, you understand it. You grow to understand it. If you saw it, then you know it, and you will continue it on. Praising God, giving God the praise. Listen, I'm excited. I'm so excited. In a couple of weeks, I'm going to see a lot of you at the water, and we're going to really have us a good time because God has done something new. Even though it's not new for him, it's new in you. You are not the same person you were a month ago. Amen. You are not where you started. Amen. It don't even look the same. Some people lost so much weight during this fast, they feel better. They fitting in clothes that they ain't worn in 2 years. Amen. Some people's blood pressure is regulated because they stopped eating all the junk and nonsense. Some people are clearer in their thoughts and their processing. They're getting things completed and done. Amen. That's that growth. That's that development. That's that lifting up and making room for God to grow you like a beautiful plant, like a beautiful flower, so that you can expand and evolve. I have so much I could say. I have so much I could say, and I'm so excited for you all. I'm so grateful for this platform. I'm grateful for this opportunity. This is 6 months in. 6 months in. And I keep up with it only because when I started this, the day before I started this journey of the faith walk with you all, I buried my father. And then I started my work. I buried someone who was very pivotal in my spiritual journey, someone who taught me most of what I knew, someone who took the time out to explain things clearly so that I would understand it and understand how to operate properly with it, with respect and dignity, with a love and a gladness and a good heart and a clean heart and grow. But here I am, not who I was 6 months ago. I'm definitely not who I was 30 days ago, and I pray that for you as well. Well, listen, this was not a one-woman show. Mama 7 called in. If anyone has anything they want to say, please press 1. Speak now, because it's so important to give God the thanks in advance. Give God thanks in the beginning, in the midst of it, and on the end. You know, you want to always make sure, because what? Mama 7 said it best. I guess that's the key word in this here script, in this prayer, is that God is good. And, you know, the old people, you hear anybody, and you go any room full of people and say, God is good, they're going to say, all the time, and all the time, God is good. You know, it is so important. That is the basis of everything that we do, is knowing that God is good. And if he is good and we are in him, then we are good. We're going to be good, even when it doesn't look like it. Amen. Oh, Mama 7's coming back with her 3 more minutes. So welcome back to the show, Mama 7. Welcome on back.
Thank you. 3 minutes. I'm trying to be good.
No, no. It's not trying to be good. It's trying to get praise. Go ahead, get praise. Okay. You done did this.
So look, we're talking about praying just because. And I just want to share, I had the craziest situation happen yesterday. So everybody knows I pray. I pray in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. I pray for myself, my children, the world, community, everybody. I try to get my prayers in. And yesterday I had a young man mow my lawn with a riding lawnmower. And I'm in my prayer room, and I hear this big boom. And I'm like, what is that? And so I look out my shrine room, and I see flames, okay, like
my
big fire. And so I rush to the back door, and I look, and the riding lawnmower is on fire. So we're talking about oil, grease, gasoline, and Lord knows what else goes into a riding lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, get the water, do this. You know, I've moved into work mode, and if anyone's ever seen that before, it's interesting. I am the ultimate rescue hero, and I'm like, oh, this ain't nothing. We got this. Blah, 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 blah. Stay calm the whole time and everything. But and as I'm throwing water on it, it is. I can feel the heat. It's a real fire. And
my
I'm
Lord.
Sitting here like, okay, I don't want you to explode any more fire, and I don't want you to catch a bush, and I don't want you to touch the house, and I don't mind that you're here in this place, but I don't want you to travel anymore. So if you don't mind, Mr. Fire, please stay right here, you know. And 5 minutes later, the fire truck comes and everything. And, I mean, it took them 10 minutes to get this thing out. So it was real. It was a little bonfire.
My Lord.
And all I could say was, thank God. The whole time, I'm like, thank God there was not a gust of wind that carried this further. Thank
Amen.
God this wasn't 6 more inches to the left, closer to the house. Thank God the man was not on the lawnmower as it exploded. Thank God. I mean, and so as this thing is burning, and this man is having a full meltdown, okay? his wife is melting down. I said, no, it's going to be okay. I know this is your livelihood, but stay calm, stay focused, okay? So as I'm managing everything, I am thanking God, because this would have been a different story if any of those situations had happened.
Amen.
And so when you were talking about praying through a situation, don't wait for the situation. I had already been up that morning making prayers. I was coming back to round 2 and 3 of prayers when I was in the shrine room. The fact that I was in my shrine room told me 100% I had nothing to fear. This wasn't
something
to be out of control. It was something to go through, but it wasn't out of control, you know. And so get those prayers in, because we don't know what's going to happen, and we don't know how things work. We just don't know. So keep yourself open enough so that you've got your prayers already in place. God already knew my heart. I prayed
Amen.
For the day. You know, I prayed for his journey. I prayed for his protection. I prayed for my child to be protected. These prayers were already in place for that day. So I didn't have fear in my heart as the situation was going on, because fear may have caused me to do something irrational. Fear may have caused me to panic while they panic and everybody's in a frenzy, and then we have a bigger situation. So, no, get those prayers in. You don't know what your day is going to be. But if you make them prayers, you don't have to worry.
Amen. And Mama Seven, so let me ask you, you know, so you had this situation, I remember, and listen, that's outrageous.
Yes, ma'am. It was a little outrageous.
You had this situation, and I love the fact that you're saying that you were already in prayer mode. You were already doing what you do naturally.
Yes.
As we teach other people to be these prayer warriors, to be prayerful morning, noon, and night, tell them more about how you got into that habit. Because, see, people think that I'm always talking to God as well. You know, I talk to God too much, and he'd be like, listen, you know, leave me alone. Go find something else to do. But tell them how you got into that habit. How did you, because it didn't start out like that, did it? How did you get into the habit of being in that place?
I'm going to share. It may sound strange, but I'm going to share. I realize that I have 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I am limited. I am very, very limited. As a human, I am limited. I have limited thought. My body passes out because it's tired. I'm not in full control of all my body functions. I can't control when I go to the bathroom. I'm not in control. And I realized very early in life that there was something bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whatever is bigger than me, I need to know them. I need to be in contact with them. And for a while, like all children, I was like, oh, my mother, she got it. She can do anything. I've seen her do this. I've seen her do that. And I was like, okay, I want to be able to do and pull like she pulls. And I saw the magic. The magic is she was humble and she stayed in prayer constantly. And I was like, okay, I got to work on the humble part. I can do that. But this prayer thing, is popping up everywhere. And then I met the giant Mother Taylor, who was a Shango Baptist priestess and ran a very, very successful temple for the Shango Baptist up in D.C. And this woman was commanding, and she loved me. And I said, I want to be able to command like that. And I had to look at her, and I looked what she did, and she moved with compassion and prayer. And so I was like, all of these people that I admire, and my list goes on and on. I have known powerful, powerful men and women in this culture and other religions, and they have that one thing, and they got the prayer. And the one thing and the prayer. And I was like, okay, I'm seeing the pattern, God, prayer. And so now I know the power of that. And God is very, God is everything. So God will not only tell you, but he'll show you. And I have had God show me some things and move mountains and all this other stuff. And I'm sitting here like, yo.
Wow.
And so because I have learned that firsthand, I'm like, oh, I got this. I remember one time I was being stubborn, and I get there. And I decided I'm going to come up to this mountain, and I'm going to hold this retreat by myself, and I'm going to do this, I'm being stubborn, okay? And not paying attention, I was upset, I was in my feelings and everything else like that. I had backed my truck up, and I was on my way down the mountain, not on the path. I was slipping. And I had my foot on the brake, had the emergency brake up, and I was afraid to take my foot off the brake and hit the gas, because I was like, if I take my foot off this brake, I'm going to move backwards, and I'm going to slide down the mountain, and no one will be able to find me, because I was like, I don't even know where I am. And I sat there, and I was like, you know, God, I submit to you. I submit to you. Okay, I've been trying to do this my way. It hasn't worked. I'm literally hanging on the edge of a mountain by myself. And all I can say is I'm really ready to listen if you give me the opportunity. And I took my foot off of the brake. I hit the gas. And the car was like, oh, yeah, sure. Okay, no problem. And everything worked out like it was a movie script. And I was sitting there like, I get it. I'm here. I'm 100% here. And so, you know, sometimes I learn through positive examples of all the elders I have. And sometimes I learn because God will dangle my butt off of a mountain and be like, are you listening now? Are you listening now, daughter? Are you listening now? Yes, sir. Okay, thank you. And so, you know, either however you learn, that's one thing I love about God. God's going to meet you where you at, no matter where you at, side of the mountain, okay? So I have been through, at 50, I've been through enough situations in my life that only prayer would work. Science couldn't have made that up, you know?
Amen.
And so now I know. No matter what my body's doing, no matter what the action I'm doing, my spirit is praying. I'm calling 911. That's God to me, okay? 911 don't have nothing to do with the police. It's 100%. I'm calling God. And I'm like, God, I'm going to need that miracle that you said you got for me. I'm going to need it because this situation is beyond my control.
Amen. Amen.
So, yeah.
You learn. Mama 7. Yeah, you learn. And I just wanted people to hear you explain how you got to there, because I know my journey, you know, quite the same. I got to see other prayer warriors and other workers get me to a place where I'm like, oh, I need to be able to speak up like that. And I want to be able to talk to God, you know, and get in and be in that space and to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then to learn how to use it for yourself. That's the key that you went on to explain how you use it for yourself. Mama 7, I want to say thank you. I'm so proud of you for your 30 days of raw fruit and vegetables. I'm so proud of you.
Look, but I got the health benefits. I got the health benefits. You know, on one hand, you know, I did it for God, yes. And God's like, okay, because you did it for me, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to ease up for you. I'm going to ease this pain you've been dealing with up. I'm going to lighten your load here and there. And I'm going to give you the victory because you're the one that did the work. I'm going to give you the victory. You did it for me, but you did the work. You got the victory.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell other people how they can have the victory, you know? So it's been, and I said, words cannot describe the blessings that I have received. All I know is that God is good, and God's been good to me. And if you don't know like I know, because we need to talk, because I'm telling you, God is in the blessing business.
That's right.
God is in that blessing business. Okay? Okay.
All right. 24/7. Amen. Thank God he don't take no time off. But thank you so much, Mama Seven. I appreciate
you. Does not slumber, does not rest. Thank God
for it.
Because I'd be in so much trouble. Oh, my goodness. I'm so thankful. Well, I'm going to let you pray out the show. But yes, family, God is there for you. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Listen, I'm so full right now. I'm happy. I feel light. Everything that I need, I have. I know that God is working every situation out. Next month, we're going to be discussing Psalms 51. That may be a two-part because it's a little long and it's got a lot of information in it. It has a lot of information in it. But these prayers that we've been going over from the beginning of the year to now is very important. These are tools for your arsenal of prayers. Sometimes we can say a heartfelt prayer, and other times we need to use something, a foundational prayer. And that's all this community is about, is giving you the foundational tools so that you can grow in your own life and your own walk. But I want to say thank you to you beautiful souls who have been doing the work, who are starting on your journeys of starting the work, who are seeking after God and chasing your destiny. I want to say thank you. So I'm going to close in prayer as I always do. We start in prayer. We end in prayer. This is about prayer. And I want to say, Mother, Father, God, I thank you for this day. My heart is filled with praise, joy, and thanksgiving. I want to say thank you for every blessing. Thank you for keeping and covering us in your protective love. Thank you for your guidance and your wisdom. Thank you for keeping Mama Seven's house from burning down yesterday, oh God. I want to say thank you for watching over each and every one of our children, our households, our lives, that you are preserving us for your purpose and your reasons, oh God. I want to say thank you for keeping us on the straight and narrow path and always giving us a way to figure out how to get back on track and sending guides to us to keep us on track so that we can fulfill our destinies, oh God. I want to say thank you for the week ahead all your blessings are already laid out for us, that everything that we need is already provided for us, that every situation is already worked out for us, that our health will not fail, that our homes will be protected, that our cars will be safe on the roads. Oh, God, I thank you right now. For anyone who is traveling, Lord God, I ask that you will add traveling mercies, angels of protection, guiding them to and from their locations, oh God. I ask that you watch over our children and keep them safe and protected in their schoolhouses, oh God, that there is no hurt and harm or danger coming to them, that you will give them double protection in these places as they are going into places that is not like their homes, oh God, but you are with them always. Lord, you are good. We know that you are good. You are better than good. You are great. You are better than great. You are mighty. You are more than just mighty. You are all-compassing, oh God, and I praise you. I thank you, and I want to say amen. Ashe. Next month, y'all.